The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is. Hi, I'm Tony Hendra, and this is the Final Edition Radio Hour. Happy winter solstice celebration of your choice. We have a Best in Show 2014 for you tonight. The creme de la creme of our satire with teeth from this event-filled year. Of course, most years are filled with events, but this one has been particularly rich in cowards, blowhards, hypocrites, loudmouths, cretinous congressmen, thieving financiers, and race-baiting misogynist billionaires. All the wonderful walking bags of human offal that keep us satirists in business. Democrats, Republicans, blacks and whites, but overwhelmingly whites, dolts of all faiths and persuasions, we'd like to thank you from the bottom of our deeply shallow hearts for keeping us in business. And, of course, a special shout-out this year to those who've been shoveling more material our way than we could begin to process, the police forces of America. You really came through this year, fellas. So happy Kwanzaa Christmas Hanukkah to one and all, and away we go with the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Your son or daughter may be ready for preschool, but which preschool? If you want your kids to meet other people just like you, how can you be sure your children will be pigeonholed exactly the right way for the rest of their lives? Here are a few options.
Send your kid to Democratic Party daycare. It's open to absolutely everyone, teaches absolutely everything, and meets whenever. Kids learn how to fight the power without fighting the powerful. Democratic daycare. We'll teach your kids to question authority. Then, expel them if they ever try it.
Want to make sure your kid doesn't come home with an annoying new set of opinions? Then ship him to Republican Party preschool. We teach your child discipline.
Kids, we let you eat candy all day.
Moms, Republican preschool kids learn personal responsibility.
Kids, once you're a Republican, nothing's ever your fault.
Does it look like your kid is going to be a selfish bully? Then Libertarian Daycare may be just the ticket for your little preschooler. We pretty much let the kids sort it out for themselves. Plus, there's pot.
At the European Union Daycare, we actually take children of all ages, grades K through 12, who come from 28 different countries and speak 24 different languages, and we just put them all in one room. Something will get worked out.
At Coke Industry Daycare, we will turn your children into a nutritious food source for other children. And isn't that what really matters? Feeding the children?
So pick your favorite. Remember, going to the right preschool is the first step down the long road away from anyone who's different.
The following is brought to you by Mike Huckabee for President in 2016.
Oh my, oh my, I'm just a heated up little female who can't control my libido. I need the government to help me or I'm gonna be naughty, 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 wee!
Hey baby.
Who are you?
I'm Uncle Sugar from the government. I'm here to force you to take birth control pills to control your libido, since you can't control it yourself. So take these pills, you little slut, you. 'Cause the more you let that libido rip, the more control we have over you. And you like that, don't you, you bad girl?
Sure do, Sugar. That's just what baby needs. The government have forced me to take birth control pills because I can't control myself, because I'm just a woman. Ooh, Sugar, I love it when you control me.
Here, baby, take some more.
Not so fast, Uncle Sugar.
Mike Huckabee.
That's right, the right Reverend Mike Huckabee to you. Uncle Sugar, you are going to stop controlling women. You're going to stop treating women as if they're just a big fat libido with legs. American women can control their libidos all by themselves without the oppressive progressive hand of big government.
But what if I use birth control pills to control my monthly cycle?
I didn't hear that. Away with you, Uncle Sugar. You and your woman-hating Democrats will war on women no more.
Curse you, Mike Huckabee. You and your female-empowering Republicans thwart every scheme I come up with to force women to have birth control options.
Be gone!
Because I am pro-choice, I choose to run away in abject terror.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Right Reverend Mike Huckabee. Now I don't need the government to control my libido.
You're welcome, little lady.
Now, how about women get equal pay for equal work? It's 2014.
I didn't hear that. But you can make me a sandwich.
Next week, the Right Reverend Mike Huckabee battles the oppressive, progressive hand of government forcing immigrants to cross the border to find a better life.
I joined the Army Reserve because I didn't want a stable civilian life.
I joined the Reserve because I wanted to get overused in a series of wars that weren't really thought through.
I joined the Reserve because I wanted my patriotism channeled into the oil industry.
America is now providing support against the ISIS threat against Muslim nations, but real Americans don't just want to give support. We want to send troops. Unfortunately, we don't have that many troops anymore, and the ones we have are all burnt out and weird for some reason. So if you want to go to Iraq, then Afghanistan, then Iraq again, then a quick thing in Somalia, then Guantanamo, then Iraq again, then Afghanistan again, then, I don't know, Afghanistan some more. Join the Army Reserve. America needs heroes, and we want those heroes to be you. Not us. You.
The Final Edition Radio Hour now presents the latest installment of Steve's Adventures with Tech Support. We take you to a cramped, darkened one-bedroom apartment located in Hollywood, California, wherein former Daily Show writer and part-time temporary worker Steve Rosenfield is, yet again, attempting to contact tech support.
Hello!
Oh, great! I got a live person!
Thank you for calling Crap-O Wireless Automated Voice System. To begin, please say or enter your 13-digit account number.
Oh, shit. Where did I put that?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Please say or enter your 13-digit account number.
No, wait!
Do you need more time to complete this function? Enter 1 for yes or 2 for no.
Okay, I got the number.
That was not the correct entry. Please enter 1 for yes or 2 for no. You have requested more time to complete this function. Please say or enter your 13-digit account number.
1, 2, wait. No, I meant...
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Please say or enter your 13-digit account number.
Damn it!
It appears you're having difficulty completing this function. You are now being transferred to the next available customer service specialist.
Thank God.
The next customer support specialist will be available in approximately...
4...
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
T... 8 minutes.
No!
Forty-7 minutes and 38 seconds later.
Thank you for calling Crap-O Wireless. This is Tyler. How can I help you?
Yeah, my internet doesn't seem to be working properly. I was hoping you could help me with some troubleshooting stuff.
Is this for your mobile device or your computer?
My computer.
Okay, that's a different department. I'm going to have to transfer you. Hold on.
No, wait!
This week, Webster is coming out with their new dictionary, and we're excited to welcome senior editor Charles Van Dorn IV to explain some of the changes in the new edition. Charles, welcome.
Yeah.
Charles, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, just the whole week has been... I'm fine.
All right. Well, for a little background, we've been seeing a lot of changes in dictionaries in recent years, haven't we?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, we started adding texting abbreviations like OMG and IMHO, and then we brought in made-up slang terms like bromance and man cave and chillax, and then we changed the definition of the word literally so it means not literally. And after that, I stopped fighting.
So what's going to change in the dictionary this year?
Oh, from now on, every word in the English language is just going to mean whatever you want it to mean.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, usage changes, and that's how language evolves, and blah, blah, blah. I'm just tired of thinking about this.
Do you have any specific examples?
Well, for instance, we're changing the definition of irony. Now it really is rain on your wedding day, a free ride when you've already paid, the good advice you just didn't take, whatever you want.
A song about irony destroyed irony. That actually is ironic.
Nope, that's not what irony means anymore. Whatever the situation you just described, there's no longer a word for that.
So is that the only change?
Oh no, there are hundreds. Espresso is now spelled with an X.
Uh-huh.
The word whom is just gone. It never was. Also, the words less and fewer are interchangeable. You can have less chickens now and fewer water.
And the word it's. When does it have an apostrophe? When it's a contraction of it is or when it's the possessive?
It has an apostrophe whenever you want it. Just, I don't know, put it at the beginning of the word. Who cares?
Are there any new words going into the dictionary?
Yeah, there's yow, wow, 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 wow.
Wow. What's that mean?
Doesn't mean anything yet, but a guy in southern Wyoming made that noise a couple times, so now it's out there, and we have to account for it.
Sure. One last question. Does black now mean white?
People haven't gone down that road yet, so for now we're just splitting the difference. Black means gray.
Charles Van Dorn IV, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
23 Skidoo.
Today on Clickbait, 10 popular actors who were in another thing once.
Wow, Emma Watson was totally in a movie before she was in that other movie.
A heartwarming video of a cat not being a total asshole. A hilarious video of a cat being a total asshole. 10 celebrities who aged since 15 years ago.
How dare they?
A clip from a TV show we didn't even produce, but we get the traffic.
Because it's an important message.
20 famous people who didn't used to be famous. You won't believe who's number 6.
See Prince Charles on the list.
15 stars who've never been able to... Oops, not enough room for that headline. Guess you'll have to click just to find out what the hell it even is.
I think I just downloaded child porn.
And a guy makes an amazing political statement that isn't really that amazing.
And it's from, like, 2 years ago.
That's today on Clickbait, where it's almost like you read something.
Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
And now, some more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Coming soon, the movie that somebody, somewhere decided is going to make billions. The ads are in the subway. They're on your TV. They're on every web page you click. You cannot escape this film. Liam Neeson, or somebody very much like him. In Panic.
There's a serial terrorist in this exclusive Beverly Hills high school, but there's no need to panic.
You don't want to see this movie. You really, really don't want to see this movie. But what the hell do you know? Have you studied the focus groups? Have you looked at the marketing data? Do you even read the trade papers? No, you don't. So shut up.
How are you holding up, Stella?
You mean, how am I handling my life as an attractive, tough-as-nails high school principal who's embarrassed about her history as a beauty queen and also never fired a gun and doesn't think she could ever fire a gun and doesn't think she ever will fire a gun, so why do we keep talking about it?
Is that your whole backstory?
Yes. Oh, and I have a deaf son.
Look out!
A hero being framed. A woman who you think might be the killer until you check what time it is and realize the film is only halfway through, so it can't be her. Big fight scenes. Long speeches condemning violence. Cars that crash into themselves. A baby that almost gets crushed by an aircraft carrier. Twice. The public is already sick of this movie, and it hasn't even opened.
I'm on the phone to my deaf son. I think he can hear me.
What?
Look out!
Panic. This film looks awful, and it is going to make a crap ton of money.
Most Americans have reacted with a collective shrug to revelations that the NSA has been spying on phone data and web traffic to find terrorists. One person who objected was Stanley Morales of the American Civil Liberties Union. So we asked him if he's a terrorist.
Well, no, but that's not the point. The point
is... One person who is not a terrorist, however, is Ned Partridge, a typical man on the street.
I want the NSA to hear my phone calls. I want them to know all the great things I say about them.
The year 2020.
It was revealed today that the NSA has been spying on phone calls and tapping into webcams and smartphone cameras that they thought were turned off, all for the sake of catching the people who have been pulling out their penises in lumber stores. We asked Stanley Morales if he thought it was a good idea to pull out his penis in a lumber store.
Of course not, but is that your excuse for doing...
One person who would not pull out his penis in a lumber store is Ned Partridge, our man on the street.
Are you kidding? With all those electric saws and everything?
The year 2030.
Pornography is bad, except for a few kinds that we in the U.S. government have decided are good. So we're collecting search terms to make sure that... So we're collecting search terms to make sure people only look at the right kind of porn. How about it, Mr. Morales of the ACLU? Is it better to have a meaningful relationship with a real person, or to sit by yourself looking at smut?
Obviously, a real person is more fulfilling, but you know...
But our man on the street wants what's best for America.
Are we still going to have porn with twins?
Yeah. We're keeping that.
Oh. Then fine.
The year 2040.
Prohibition of alcohol didn't work the first time because we couldn't keep track of everybody. Now we can. We asked Stanley Morales of the ACLU, should we read people's brain scans to locate their demon rum, or should we just force people to drink rubbing alcohol? No reaction from Mr. Morales, because we've decided to detain him at an undisclosed location. Does our man on the street, Ned Partridge, have a problem with that?
But why did you... No, I don't have a problem.
That's right. Why would you have a problem? Unless you're a terrorist, or a flasher, or a radical, or a pervert who enjoys the kind of pornography that doesn't have twins.
The year 2050.
Sandra Bullock lied. Sandra's acted her whole life like she has two legs, like normal people. But know what? She's living a lie. Sandra actually has three legs. Yep, I read it on a fan site. She has two legs, right and left, sure. But a small vestigial third leg spouts from the inner thigh of her left leg. Its cute little pink baby foot reaches down well below her left knee. This is why you'll never see Sandra Bullock in a movie ever kick some guy in the balls with her left foot. 'Cause you'd see that third leg flapping around. Then our whole I'm a biped scam would be exposed. That's why we shout loud and clear across the vast internet, hey, Sandra Bullock lied.
Hello, help desk.
Yes, I'd like to report something wrong with my country.
Do you have a warranty?
I have a constitution.
Which part of your warranty does this refer to?
Let me see. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 2.
Could you be more specific?
The part where it says Congress shall have the power to declare war?
The War Powers Clause. Are you calling from Westeros or Winterfell?
The United States. Westeros and Winterfell are fantasy places in the Game of Thrones.
From what I'm seeing here, your War Powers Clause is mostly fantasy, too.
Are you saying my Constitution is a fiction?
I'm saying that section hasn't been used since World War II. It might have expired.
Congress's ability to declare war doesn't have an expiration date.
Of course not, sir. They just haven't used it in 73 years. Now, what's the problem?
I think we're at war.
What do you mean, war?
An organized, prolonged conflict characterized by extreme violence, social disruption, and economic destruction.
I know what war is, sir. Is your conflict conceptual, actual, or implausible?
I don't know. All three? We're back in Iraq.
Sir, I'm showing that your country withdrew from Iraq 3 years ago.
Yes, but now we're back sending airstrikes.
Are these airstrikes limited or unlimited?
What's the difference?
No difference, but limited sounds better.
How do you limit an airstrike?
I don't know, sir. How do you mend a broken heart? How do you stop the rain from falling down?
Are you being facetious?
No, I'm being officious. What is the timetable for your limited airstrikes?
They will take months.
Okay, you have limited airstrikes with an unlimited timetable. Yep, you've got a war.
That's what I thought, but my country doesn't seem to notice.
They're probably distracted. Are there any other wars going on? Reality TV?
Well, there is the fighting in Gaza. And on Big Brother, there's a lot of palpable tension between Frankie and the beast mode cowboy.
There you go. Why don't you just give it time? Tragedy plus time equals war.
I thought tragedy plus time equaled comedy.
True, but war plus comedy equaled MASH.
What does that have to do with anything?
That was an 11-year sitcom about a 3-year war that was never declared.
So you're saying I should just shut up and enjoy our limited slash unlimited non-war war, because eventually, with the right cast and writing staff, it'll be funny?
Sir, I'd love to discuss your quagmire further, but you need to take it up with the military-industrial Instagram photo BuzzFeed quiz cat video complex. Next!
And now, another nationwide panic from Fox News.
Tonight on The O'Reilly Factor, once again, civil rights run amok. Are we now seeing gay arranged marriages? Children as young as 8 years old having a same-sex union arranged for them by their parents. The internet is literally bursting with stories about arranged gay courtships, and Lisa Murtry of Chicago may have seen one.
All I know is two children of the same-sex couples were brought together in a quote-unquote playdate. And I thought to myself, those two seem awfully young to be dating.
Unthinkable. Yet this story has not received any national attention. Joining us now from Miami is Bernie Goldberg. Bernie, what's your take on these gay arranged marriages and how the media is responding to it?
Well, gays keep saying they want equal rights, so it was only a matter of time before they wanted to arrange marriages in the traditional manner. But the mainstream media won't touch this story, and it's got nothing to do with journalistic integrity. Gays are a prize demographic, and the New York Times cannot afford to call them out on this.
But I want to be careful here, because I don't know how pervasive this is, and I don't know if it's all same-sex couples arranging same-sex marriages between small children.
Well, I mean, straight people let their kids play together, but marriage isn't an issue for straight people, whereas gay people have been talking about marriage nonstop for 10 years, and now their kids are getting together. And this is the natural extension. It's disgraceful not to treat this as a legitimate news story. And, of course, LGBT leaders are predictably silent about it.
It's a troubling situation, and it all goes back to gays and lesbians feeling special and being raised by distant fathers and overprotective mothers and only ever experiencing love in large public bathhouses.
Absolutely.
So they're sold a bill of goods by the LGBT leaders to think they have to overcompensate because they've been so-called victims of straight society, when really the victims are these kids.
Absolutely. And although I don't know any of the children who've been forced to get gay married, I'll bet you 99.99% of them are straight. And there's probably one of these forced weddings every 6 seconds in New York and California.
All right. Now, since we can't find any videos or witnesses of an arranged gay marriage ceremony, Bernie will now stage one based on how he imagines it.
That's correct. I've brought these two little boys into the studio.
What's happening? Who are you people?
So just to make clear, Bernie, you kidnapped these children off the street and they have no idea what's going on.
Correct. And that's exactly how it would take place in the real world.
Kid, what's your name?
Ethan.
And you're what, 8 years old?
8¾.
No one cares, Ethan. And what's your name? Ethan's future husband.
I want to go home.
Oh, this is just pitiful.
That's right, Bill. But no matter how much these kids scream and beg, their parents force them into marriage. Just like we're going to do here.
What's wrong with you people? What kind of sick idiots would do this?
That is an excellent question, isn't it? How can we, in a civilized society, allow this kind of thing to take place? Bernie, have you got the ring?
Right here. All right, kid. Put this ring on Ethan's finger and repeat after me. With this ring, I thee wed.
I don't want to get married to Ethan.
Well, then you shouldn't have knocked him up. Say the words, kid, or you never get to leave Fox News.
With this ring, I thee wed.
All right, now you're married. And you have to eat your entire wedding cake. You like that? You like that? Because you're going to eat 15 pounds of it. You stop crying and put the entire cake in your mouth.
Oh, this is so disturbing. How can gay people do this?
And straight liberals, too. I bet they start forcing their kids into gay marriage just to be politically correct.
That is so typical. Well, thank you, Bernie. Coming up, a disturbing new trend among black teenagers sitting down on top of white babies. There's a picture of it online someplace, so stick around.
With luck, we'll be back with more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Hi, welcome back to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
The Voter's Guide to the Midterm Election. The midterm election is unlike any election you've ever voted in, because you're one of those people who never vote in a midterm election. Long story short, that's why you're stuck with a congressman who speaks in tongues. So, welcome to the only really important election you've ever voted in. First, look at the ballot for city council. What do you notice?
I don't have a clue who any of these people are.
No, you don't. And that's too bad, because one of them is a convicted child murderer.
Really? How did he campaign?
He didn't. He's in prison, but he's still going to get at least 3% of the vote because he's pro-gun.
Hmm, so am I.
Next on the ballot, a bond issue.
Oh, got it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me what a bond issue is.
You issue a bond?
You have no idea.
No.
And yet you're going to decide whether we do it. In a bond issue, the state or city takes out a huge loan to pay for some major project. In this case, they want to borrow more than $7 billion for water supply infrastructure projects. So you're going to respond in one of two ways. Either A,
I'm
going to
vote for this because I don't understand this, so the hell with it.
Or B,
I'm going to vote against this because I don't understand this, so the hell with it.
Either way, great choice. Finally, who do you want for county commissioner? There's some guy named Culpepper, and there's some guy named Prance. Or Prance. I can't even pronounce this.
What's the difference between these guys?
Yeah, basically, they take bribes from different people. Aside from that, one is a Democrat, so he gives you no reason to vote for him. And the other is Republican, so he doesn't want you to vote at all.
Who do I pick?
We're paying you to vote for Prance. Or Prance.
Got it.
Great! Here's your $20 and a pint of Jim Beam.
Woohoo!
Now let me drive you back to the docks where we found you.
That's not even music. It's like aversion therapy.
Thank you for your patience. The next customer support specialist will be available in approximately...
6.
Please just say minutes.
T... 4 minutes.
You're killing me here.
63 minutes and 12 seconds later.
Thank you for calling Crapo Wireless. This is Logan. How can I help you?
Yeah, my internet isn't working. Can you help me with that?
Did you check the automated system to see if there are any outages reported in your area?
No, I was having trouble with that. Say, you don't need my 13-digit account number, do you? I got it right here.
No, sir. Your phone number came up on my system. Can you just confirm your first and last name first name last?
Rosenfeld, Steve.
Okay, Mr. Rosenfeld. I'm going to have to put you on hold for a moment while I check for any outages in your area.
Wait! No! Not again with the...
Okay. Okay, Mr. Rosenstein, it appears there are no outages in your area. Now, first, I need to ask you, is your modem properly plugged in to a working outlet?
Yes. Yes!
Is your computer properly plugged into a working outlet?
Of course it is.
Okay, what I need you to do is pull up your web browser and type in http://www.crapo_wireless.tech.
How can I go to a website if my internet is not working?
Okay, do you know how to locate your web browser, Mr. Frank? Frankenstein.
All right, that's it. I want to speak with a supervisor.
Hold, please.
Your guide to false equivalents. This week's parallel.
Conservatives and liberals, they both live in a bubble.
Here's a recent headline from the Los Angeles Times.
Partisans segregate themselves in separate news universes, study finds.
The study came from the Pew Research Center, and it did indeed find that liberals and conservatives relied on different news sources. On the conservative side, nearly half agreed that Fox News was their main source of current information. On the liberal side, nearly half relied on no source in particular. About 10% liked CNN, 10% liked MSNBC, some liked NPR, some read the New York Times. Out of 36 news sources in the survey, liberals generally trusted 28 of them. Conservatives trusted 8. Here's math professor George Maxwell from Harvey Mudd College with that lesson in equivalence.
28 is equivalent to 8.
Of course, the survey does show liberals blocking out some information sources. Notably, blocking out Fox News. And let's face it, liberals, the only reason you think Fox News is so untrustworthy is that it is so unworthy of trust.
PolitiFact. Fox News has the highest falsehood rating for any major network.
Two different surveys out of Fairleigh Dickinson University. Fox News viewers are less well-informed on current events than any other kind of viewer.
The Union of Concerned Scientists. Fox News reporting on climate science in 2013 was completely accurate only 28% of the time. CNN? 70% of the time. MSNBC, completely accurate, 92% of the time.
Again, Professor George Maxwell from Harvey Mudd.
28 is equivalent to 92.
Also,
since we already established that 28 is also equivalent to 8, 8 is now equivalent to 92.
And that's this week's guide to false equivalence.
Hey, Sandra Bullock lied. For years, Sandra Bullock has wormed her way into our hearts by claiming to be America's sweetheart, the girl next door. But she's never been our girl next door. Know why? She grew up in fucking Germany, in Nuremberg, no less, where all the Nazi criminals come from. Did you know she's still a German citizen? Plus, she's the richest woman in showbiz. All her houses sit on hundreds of acres of land. No one else in fucking sight. She's never lived next door to nobody. Nobody American, anyway. But this doesn't stop her from going along with interviewers when they say stuff like, "Hey, how does it feel to be the girl next door?" That's why we shout loud and clear across the vast internet, "Hey, Sandra Bullock lied!"
Governor Jerry Brown of California recently signed a controversial law, SB 967. Designed to reduce campus sexual assault. It requires students who wish to engage in sexual activity to obtain affirmative, conscious, and voluntary agreement to engage in sexual activity. This can be verbal or communicated through actions. Also, consent to one kind of contact cannot be taken to mean consent to another. In other words, a kiss goodnight does not mean either he or she is ready for 50 Shades of Grey, okay? So, how does this new law work in practice?
Do you want to have sex?
I guess so.
You have to say yes.
Yes. Do you?
Yes.
Okay. So now, according to SB 967, we have to decide what kind of contact we're going to have, and we both have to say yes to what we decide. Ready?
Yeah, and I think we should... record it on my iPhone? That way, if you accuse me later of sexual assault, it'll show a clear affirmation of consent was given by you, the accuser, to me, the accused.
Are you taking law?
Yeah.
Why would I ever do that? I like you. I know you a little bit. You're pretty hot, and to be honest, I'm really turned on right now.
Yeah, me too. You're beautiful, you know?
You're sweet. You could take off my tank if you like.
Okay.
Hey!
Oh my god, who's that?
You're in big trouble, mister.
What? Who is that?
Governor Jerry Brown, making spot checks on California campuses to ensure SP-967 is being complied with.
Am I in trouble?
You betcha. You removed that female's tank top without her affirmative consent, thereby touching her breasts.
But I kinda wanted him to touch them.
Too bad. You didn't say yes. Instead, did you give him a clear signal of affirmative consent to remove clothing from an intimate part of your body?
I said he could.
Could is the conditional tense. He could if what?
If he liked?
Not a clear enough signal. All guys like breasts. They're animals. California law says your friends just committed misdemeanor sexual battery. 6 months in the county jail. A $2,000 fine.
Oh my god, I'll be kicked out of UCLA. I won't get a job. I won't be able to pay my student loan.
And lifetime registration as a sex offender.
Get in the fucking car, you pervert.
This is Jerry Brown saying, another sexual predator bites the dust. Sleep safe tonight, California.
This is Tony Hendra. We'll be back after this.
Look out! There's more Final Edition Radio Hour!
Tony, we gotta come up with a promo. Our listeners don't know enough about all the great stuff the Final Edition does. Even when we tell them, it's all this, like, blah, 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 dot, 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 www, URL crap. No one gets what that is on radio. They just tune it out.
Well, I have the perfect way to hold their attention while we give them the goods. When I was at the National Lampoon in the 70s, our most famous cover had a cute mutt with a 38 Magnum to its head and the legend, "Buy this magazine or we'll shoot this dog."
Yeah, I remember that, but how does that help us? It was a visual image for a magazine.
Meet Freckles.
Freckles? Oh, there. Good boy. What's the matter then?
Also, meet my 38 Magnum.
Jesus Christ, you have a gun? Don't wave that thing around here. Is that thing loaded?
Sure is. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. If you don't stay tuned to this promo while Jeff gives you all the necessary info about our fabulous website and our fabulous YouTube channel and other fabulous stuff we do, I will shoot this dog.
Jesus, man, take the gun out of that defenseless animal's ear.
Give him a good, Jeff.
Oh, my God, poor Freckles. Okay, fine. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour, you want more of what we do, go to thefinaledition.com. Our radio airs on this network on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at 8, as well as Wednesday at midnight. We've also got an album, we've got a Twitter feed, we've got a great YouTube channel, Facebook, everything you can want at thefinaledition.com.
Now, tell them to tap all that into their iPhones or leave themselves an audio memo.
No, I won't. I told them enough, Tony. I'm calling you.
Tell them, or the dog gets it. I'm cocking the gun right now.
Okay, listeners, please, write this down. Thefinaledition.com. Thefinaledition.com. Go there for everything you want from the Final Edition, or this crazy old British coot is going to plug old Freckles.
Okay, that wasn't so hard, was it? Come here, Freckles, you dumb old chum. Hey, get down! Get down! Get away from me! Get, you crazy cunt!
Good job, Freckles! Get him! Sick him! Oh, yeah, this is Jeff Kreiser for the Final Edition Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. 8 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Midnight on Wednesday.
No, Freckles, put that thing down! You don't have opposable thumbs! No!
Dad?
Yes, Theo?
I have to do a paper on legal terms. What's the definition of sexual assault?
I can't comment on that, Theo.
Why not, Dad?
Well, Theo, I've been advised not to say anything.
By who? Mom?
By my lawyer. Your mom doesn't need to know anything about this.
About what?
About nothing. Don't you have homework to do?
This is my homework.
Well, then I have homework to do.
But you're already a responsible, well-respected grown-up.
Oh, you'd be surprised, Theo.
Dad, is it rape if a woman willingly goes to your hotel room, you drug her, have sex with her, then she comes back and does it again?
What do you mean, me? I had nothing to do with it.
I didn't say you did.
She came to the hotel room of her own free will.
Who did?
Nobody. All 13 of them.
Dad, I'm just asking you about hypotheticals.
The only way to deal with hypotheticals is to pay them off.
Dad.
They wanted jobs on the show. I just introduced them to Fat Albert.
Whoa, Dad. You want a drink?
Son, drinking is for people who can't control their allegations.
Well, then, I need one.
Son, no, not that bottle. That's the one I reserve for.
For who, Dad?
I told you, Theo, under advice of legal counsel, I can't say anything. I can't even mug for the camera in a cute way.
Wow, Dad. I feel all hypothetical. You're not gonna do anything to me, are you?
Of course not. I'm Dr. Huxtable, not Michael Jackson. Duh.
I'm gonna go to sleep now. Don't tell Mom I'm all drugged, okay?
How do you think I got your mother in the first place?
Hello, this is Fine Fanana. I'm the supervisor.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that.
Fine Fanana, I'm a supervisor.
Well, anyway, I'm having a rather difficult time getting assistance with my internet problem.
All right, did you check the automated system to see if there are any outages reported in your area?
Yes, I've been through all that already. There's no outages. Everything is plugged in. I just want to get my internet working again.
Okay, did you try shutting the modem down for a moment and then starting it back up again?
No. I didn't do that.
Okay, well, give it a shot.
Yep, that fixed it. Thanks.
Hold on, Mr. Frankincense. I noticed on your file that you don't have the full tech support package. You have the automation-only package.
Automation-only package? I have a file? What does that mean?
That means you can use the automated system for tech support free of charge. However, if you speak with a live person for tech support, there is an additional charge of $19.95.
What? That's insane.
Yes, per call.
So if I only go through the automated thing, then I can avoid paying extra money?
Yes, it's free for up to 3 calls per month. Then for any calls beyond that, there is an additional charge of $3.95.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's not free.
Per call. But considering that you have been a customer with us for 10 years, and this is your first time using live tech support, I will give you a one-time-only credit on the $19.95 service charge.
Oh, well, that's something at least.
Of $2.50. And would you be interested in upgrading to the full tech support package today? It's only an additional monthly charge of $39.99 per month.
What the...
Great. Please hold for a moment, Mr. Floven Flamen Heining Flang, while I transfer you over to our billing department so they can get that set up for you. Have a pleasant day.
Thankfully, all was not fruitless, and Steve was able to get his internet up and running by the end of the day, so that he could post that funny update on his Facebook page about the Nuremberg trials. It got 12 likes. And this has been Adventures with Tech Support.
Hello, and welcome to the Final Edition interview. Today we'll be talking to a pop culture icon whose recent photo shoot lit up the internet, if it didn't actually break it. Please welcome Kim Kardashian's ass. Thank you for being here, Kim's ass.
Hey, thanks for having me. Well, that's what I tell everybody.
The photo shoot was a sensation. You certainly made a big splash.
Hey, it wouldn't be the first time.
Do you consider yourself to be a pop culture icon?
I consider myself an innovator, and I'm very proud of that. As an ass, people expect me to just be a follower.
I must say, you're much more sophisticated than I expected.
I get that all the time. People think I'm going to be like Kim's mouth. We're completely different. Even I can't believe the stuff that comes out of her mouth. And I'm an asshole. Literally.
On that note, you're certainly the butt, if you will, of a lot of jokes.
You have no idea the shit I go through.
Or the shit that goes through you.
Seriously?
Sorry. But to that point, people forget that on top of all your work entertaining people, you still have an excretory function.
Absolutely. I still have a regular job. At least, it's regular on good days.
You have a lot of responsibility.
Put it this way. If I do something wrong, there's a real mess to clean up.
You're huge right now, in every way. Do you think your fame will last?
I'm realistic. For body parts, exposure comes and goes. Have you seen Janet Jackson's nipple recently?
Yeah, good point. Or how about Harvey Keitel's penis? It was everywhere in the early 90s. And when is the last time you saw Mark Wahlberg's penis?
You want a specific date? Kidding. He's white. Kidding again.
Got it. Hey, you said you wouldn't mind taking a few calls. Let's go to our first caller. Caller, what is your name and what is your question for Kim's ass?
I'm Alyssa Milano's lactating breast. Kim's ass, I actually admire you, but it upsets me that you get all this adulation and people freak out if I appear in public.
Excuse me, did you say you're a lactating breast? As in what feeds babies? That's disgusting.
I represent motherhood. You're talking to a giant butt.
You're out of line, titty.
A lactating breast? That is so gross. It makes me want to take a giant dump.
I'm sorry you had to hear that. Next caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm a good friend of Kim's vagina. How are you doing, baby?
Can you put him on hold a second? Oh my God, it's Kanye's penis. He's always calling me, pretending that he's accidentally got me while trying to hook up with Kim's vagina. Put him back on.
Hello? You there, baby? Sorry about the late night call. Just thought you might like some company. Just let me slide.
Penis, it's me, Kim's ass.
What?
And you know it.
I swear, that was a slip-up on my part. You two are so close, but hey, as long as I got you, maybe this is a good time for you and me.
Penis, there is no good time.
You didn't say that after the VMA Awards.
There was a lot of alcohol involved that night. I know, because I had to work overtime the next day.
Hey, I had fun.
Not as much fun as you think you remember. You couldn't even stand up.
Hey, watch that. I'm standing up now, ass.
Yeah? Well, I have some packages ready for delivery, if you know what I mean.
What? No part of Kanye is good with metaphors. Have you heard our albums?
Let me spell it out. What can Brown do for you?
Huh? Oh, hey, I'm out of here.
Okay, maybe the calls are a bad idea. But I have a few more questions.
You know what? I have to be going.
It'll just be a few more minutes, Kim's ass.
I don't think you understand. When I say I have to be going, I mean I have to be going.
Gotcha. This has been the Final Edition Radio Hour interview with Kim Kardashian's ass. See you next time. Are we good? Did we make it?
Hey.
Sandra Bullock lied. All over the internet you see this message. Everywhere. Hey, Sandra Bullock lied. If you click on it, it's for something called Bo-Derma Skin Anti-Aging, which isn't even English. And it doesn't say anything about Sandra Bullock lying. Now, Little Miss Congeniality has lawyers up the wazoo. She could stop this if she wanted to. So either she doesn't care that, hey, Sandra Bullock lied, which is all over the internet, making us click on it against our will, is actually a big, fat, fucking lie. Or she's raking in a packet of money out of this lie and not telling anybody, which is a deception, a.k.a. lie. Any way you come to it, Sandra Bullock is a lying sack of shit. So that's why we shout loud and clear across the internet, hey, Sandra Bullock fucking lied.
If you spend most of your time quarantine, you know how hard it can be to find that special someone who shares your life-changing symptoms. Welcome to Weebola, the first and only dating service for those recently diagnosed with the Big E. Here at Weebola, we promise to match you with that perfect person who, like you, is sick and tired of the game and ready to lock themselves down with a soulmate who will make those knots in your stomach feel like butterflies. Here to share their testimony are Texas patients 4 and 7, together since September 2014.
When I first saw her picture, I could tell she was hot. And I was right. A perfect 105 degrees.
You'd think after 6 weeks the excitement would wear off, but every time I look into his deep red eyes, I get those same old chills running down my spine.
And every time I look at her, I just want to put my antibody into her antibody.
He kills me.
And the best part about Weebola is that we are the only dating service that can guarantee immediate exclusivity.
I don't have to worry about anyone stealing my man.
That's right. My bleeding heart belongs to her.
And my bleeding eyes belong to him.
Weebola. Life sucks, and then you meet someone, and then you die.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is performed at one time or another by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earl, Rob Gordon, Tony Hendra, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Kevin Janis, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Link, John Marshall, Ebby Parker, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, Rob Miller, David Eskridge, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Anne Tuchel, and Darby Worley. The show is written at one time or another by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earl, Rob Gordon, Tony Hendra, Jeff Hendrick, Jeff Chrysler, David Eskridge, Barry Link, John Marshall, Ebby Parker, Leslie Shapira, Jeremy Rayburn, Kate Knowles, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hendra and Jeff Chrysler. West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio editing and production by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC. Copyright 2014.